Welcome to Lawless Ladies. I'm your host, Ellie Willis. And today, I forgot about you, Jenna.
Again, forgetting about me, just your partner in crime.
Sorry.
And I'm here with Ellie. I'm Jenna.
The most amazing other host of Lawless Ladies.
Good save.
Thank you so much. So today's story is coming to you straight out of good old Texas, Jenna.
Oh, yeah. Yeehaw. Oh, yeah.
That's literally what I have written down is yeehaw.
Our ESPN is on today. Get ready, y'all.
Oh my God. So in this story, not everything is as it seems, though. It's not just your simple Texas story, okay?
Texas gun run and murders.
Guns blazing. Not that kind of story.
Okay.
Little different, but let's do it. Buckle up, bitches.
We're here.
It's the early hours of a cold February morning in 2015. Rosie Wolford is jolted awake by the sound of her cell phone buzzing on the bedside table. As she picks up, she hears muffled crying and the panicked voice of her daughter, Samantha Wolford. Samantha tells her mom that she's tied up, that she can't move, and that her husband, Ernie, is missing. Rosie, now wide awake, frantically hangs up and calls her sister, Ginger Kesterson, who lives closer to Samantha and instructs her to go to Samantha's house to be with her until she can get there. Ginger immediately races over to Samantha's house to find her on the floor, hands and feet are bound, and she has a gag hanging around her neck. She tells her aunt that there was a home invasion and that three men had broken in and used a gun to beat and kidnap her husband, Ernie. The Titus County Sheriff's Department began their investigation into Ernie's kidnapping immediately.
Wow. So she was bound up and called her her aunt?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Wild. The first officers arrive on the scene to a very distraught Samantha, who is forced to recount the traumatic events that had happened to her. In her telling, three masked men wearing all black, they broke in, they broke down the front door. They woke Samantha and her husband up, who were in bed upstairs, and held a knife to her throat while they dragged Ernie out of bed and down the stairs, screaming at him for the money that he owed them.
Uh-oh, money.
Money. It always comes back to money.
That sounds like a fun Saturday
night.
Not
the best time. Not the best time. But one of the men grabbed Samantha next and held a knife to her throat as he brought her down the stairs, too. It was there that she watched as two men beat her husband, Ernie, with a gun and cut off his long hair with the knife. Oh. While the man with the other knife was holding Samantha, he started ripping her clothes and tying her up with them and then gagged her as the other two men dragged her husband out the door.
This is intense.
This is very intense. I don't know what I would. I don't know what I would fucking do.
I would lose my mind.
It was just.
I'd definitely be kicking and scratching a lot.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have short nails.
Well, I just sharpened mine into little claws.
Oh, that's so smart.
So I do feel like.
Like coffins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are very popular. The coffin.
I know,
nails.
And they're so cute. Anyway. Sorry, guys.
Back to the story.
Samantha told officers that the men had threatened to rape her many times during this, as well as parading her in front of Ernie and telling him how lucky he was.
Gross.
Just really threatening, terrible behavior.
Disgusting.
The officers did find the little detail of them kind of parading her and specifically telling Ernie what a great woman that they have. They did find this a little odd, along with the fact that Samantha called her mom instead of calling 911
right.
when she was bound. And
yeah.
also how she was even able to do that. Like
yeah,
how
thank
if she's
you.
Bound, how are you able to call?
That was my question.
Like 911, let alone your mother. Like it would be so much
yeah,
easier.
How do you get the phone? Numbers is way easier.
Right.
Unless they had speed dial.
How Samantha explained it is she said that she was able to somehow inchworm her way to her phone that she had hidden or like they didn't take.
Yeah.
And she dialed with her nose. And her mom was the last person that she called.
Got it.
So she went to her recent calls and then, yeah.
Okay.
Called her mom. That's what Samantha says.
Sure. Happened. Sure, Jan.
And you're in a panic, you know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know what I would do in that situation, so I can't judge her, I guess.
Yeah. But it is, well, you know, the officers were like,
really?
That's interesting. I mean, Ernie was clearly gone.
Yeah.
So they did have these kind of questions. They wanted to make sure they paid really close attention to the physical evidence, as they should kind of any time. But
I would hope
in this
that
particular
every,
time, they
every
were like,
investigation would.
Yeah, yeah, you would think. But we know that's not true. So they noted that it did look like a break-in. They did note that the door was broken, just like Samantha said. And the place was a mess. There was things everywhere, mm-hmm. like picture frames off the walls. They did find kind of clumps of long, dark hair on the floor, which would match Ernie's hairstyle.
Yeah, so there's obviously a struggle, some
yep.
hair everywhere.
Clearly a struggle, few droplets of blood every here
okay,
and there.
Yeah, yeah.
So noticing these things, they called to place an emergency trace on Ernie's phone, which is typical
yeah.
of somebody
find
who's
my
potentially
iPhone.
Kidnapped. Exactly, exactly. So they put that on. Typically this takes, I don't know, like 15, 20 minutes mm-hmm. for that to be set and then processed and then come back to the
That's
police.
That's pretty fast.
Might even be longer than that, but yeah. from a couple of places I saw it was like 15,
fast,
20 minutes
yeah.
if it's an emergency ping of a cell
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, for sure.
So they did that. They did get a ping off of his cell phone. It was quite a ways away, but it disappeared only minutes later. So they couldn't trace it. So either his phone died or, uh-huh. you know, something happened. They did remark in the video investigation you see on the cop cam as they're walking around the house, a couple of the cops were noticing that there wasn't a lot of blood on the walls or the ceiling as it should be if somebody was being pistol whipped
yeah.
or beaten heavily, which is what Samantha had said had happened.
Like
so,
there were just little droplets, maybe a couple little were placed around
mm-hmm.
to make it look
a couple
that
little
way.
Droplets.
Yeah.
Also, nothing was missing.
Yeah. Okay.
So if it was a break-in, which a home invasion, first and foremost, is pretty rare.
Yeah.
It's a very high-risk crime.
Yeah.
So
you don't
people,
know who's
you don't
in that
know
house.
What you're going exactly.
You don't know how many guns they have.
Yep.
They could have a bazooka. You
exactly.
Don't know.
You could have a bazooka.
We're in Texas, right?
True.
You could have whatever
this is
you
in
want.
Texas. They could have, you're right, a couple of tanks in
yeah.
the garage. Just you don't know.
You don't
you really
know
don't
what's going to happen.
So it's a crime that's it doesn't like happen very often. And then for a home invasion to happen and have it turn into a kidnapping and then also not take any valuable things
yeah.
is just it's just not really adding up to the police.
Although she said that he was taken because he owes them money.
That's what they were screaming. Yes,
okay.
that he owed the money. And I think it was like 20 grand or something
oh,
is what
okay.
they were saying. It was a specific amount of money that they were
saying. Okay.
that he owed. And she said she was begging with them. And they said, can you give us 20 grand right now? And she said, no. And they said, then we're taking him.
Wow.
So all of this few discrepancies led the police to want to ask Samantha a few more questions down at the station, continue the interrogation. I'm going to pause here and go back a little,
okay.
and we'll learn a little bit more about Samantha and Ernie and their relationship. So Samantha Wolford was born on August 28th in 1989 in Texas. She was an average student. She fell in love with her high school boyfriend. She ended up having twins with him, so very young, early pregnancy, and he couldn't handle it. So he abandoned her after graduation around 2007. In 2008, when Samantha was 19, she went to go get a tattoo at a local shop and met her soon-to-be husband, Ernie Ibarra. Ernie was a 25-year-old tattoo artist at the time, and Samantha and him bonded over their love of social media and video games. Ernie was an avid gamer and film buff, while Samantha wanted to be an actress. She was really wanting to put herself out there and be a Hollywood actress. Most of their friends at that time thought that Ernie and Samantha were soulmates. They just got along really well. They were nearly inseparable. They moved in together, and in 2011, they welcomed their own set of twins.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Two sets of twins.
That's a lot of
I would want to kidnap myself.
right
maybe
there
just
with
me.
You.
And then they had another child in 2013.
So they have five children.
Five children. Five children, most of which were, you know, under the age of 10.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
They outnumber you. When the children outnumber you, you're screwed.
That's such a good point, Jen. See, never let the children outnumber you.
No. Because my brother has 4 kids and 2 adults. They outnumber them.
Yep.
They run. Done. They rule the home.
They're doomed. They're doomed.
They're doomed. They have no chance of surviving.
So that brings the grand total to, as you mentioned, 5 kids at ages 29 and 23. So
she's 23 with 5 kids.
She's 23 with 5 kids.
Disgusting.
Right? I could
never. No, thank you.
I could never. Not going to lie, though, Ernie's a real one for taking on these 2 other children of hers. He's pretty young himself. He's only 29. And he was trying to provide and support Samantha while working as a tattoo artist and doing night shifts at Little Caesar's Pizza.
Dang.
So he was like trying to work.
Was Samantha working or just taking care of the babies?
She was just taking care of the babies mm-hmm. and the home. They decided to marry in 2014 to solidify their love for each other. So after they have all their kids, they get married. The marriage seemed like pretty great to friends and family. Now, with 5 fucking kids on a pizza making salary.
That sounds rough.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really difficult.
That's going to be like minimum wage. And then like tattoo artists, I mean, you're probably making okay money, but it depends on your level of skills.
Exactly.
Right? Like if he's a shitty tattoo artist doing barbed wire, he's probably not making that much money.
Yeah. And just on the videos that I've seen of him and his tattoos, Ernie's tattoos, I'm just going to assume that
he's not making good money.
Wasn't making good money.
No, they're not that
and
great.
And their arguments over money. So even if you are in the country side of Texas,
it's not going to
be enough.
Would you ever get someone's name tattooed on you? Like your partner's name?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not, because they end. They always end. And then you got to figure out how to go over it.
Yep. And you got to figure out a whole new design.
Yeah.
And I, for one, personally, don't feel the need to be branded by the person that I love.
By the man that's been inside of you.
That's just me. That's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's inside of me. What, is he got to be in my skin now, too?
Hell no.
Kind of needy.
That's a little much.
That's a little bit much.
I've never had anyone ask me that, but you never know what'll come across to my future.
I would walk away if somebody asked
probably,
me to do that.
Probably.
I'd be like, that's very strange.
Yeah.
But for everyone who thinks that's really sweet and cute and love, go on with your bad self.
I'll just get his name tattooed on my foot on the bottom, like Andy on Toy Story. Just brand my
foot. Well, he might have changed my mind a little bit. That's kind of cute. And then if you get mad at him, you can just stomp.
Oh,
and it would be like, that would be really cathartic.
And then you break your foot. Okay, back to the story. Anyway, thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely,
for
Jenna.
For my tangents.
Absolutely, Jenna. I love your tangents. I love them. But yeah, no, I would never do that.
So he's a shitty tattoo artist.
He's just not making enough money to support 6 other people. So Samantha was a stay-at-home mom, and she really struggled with that role, as anyone would. I mean, it's 5 fucking kids with 2 sets of twins and then a little straggler one. That's no. So she decided that she'll take matters into her own hands, and she started a YouTube channel about her life as a young mom of 5. Her YouTube channel was very much OG YouTube style. Mm-hmm. So this was in and around 2013, 2014.
YouTube was all the rage.
Yep. It was like just straight video blogging with her sitting in front of a white wall talking to the camera.
About her...
All her children's struggles. Yep. So it was very personal stuff that she was talking about. She also did a couple of like how-to videos and of things involving babies and being motherly and stuff.
Sure.
Which I know so much about.
Yeah, same. I know literally nothing.
And Ernie was even featured a few times on the channel, but unfortunately, this channel it didn't really gain any traction. And despite Samantha posting consistently, she just wasn't able to get it going. Mm-hmm. And that made her feel like shit. Because remember, she wants to be a Hollywood actress.
Yeah.
So she thought that this was a good way to get into that.
Yeah, all
world.
The agents are going to see how amazing she is as a blogger.
Yep.
Video blogger. Sorry.
Yep. Yeah. A vlogger.
A vlogger.
And call her right up and say, hey, we want to put you in the next Marvel film. I was like, what's popular right now as Marvel movies? I'm so out of touch.
So it happens when you get anyways, old.
And I just like broad brushed it with Marvel instead of a specific actual film.
No, that works.
Anyway, argument started between Samantha and Ernie around this YouTube channel because Ernie felt that Samantha was prioritizing this channel over really taking care of her kids, taking care of the house. He'd come home and dinner waiting on a table, or he'd come home and the kids weren't like bathed or in bed and she was just there on her computer doing her own thing. And she equally was upset with him for trying to trample on her dream. And she's like, I'm just trying to support this family too, because you're not doing it. So their marriage did seem like pretty tumultuous with the money issues that they were having. And then in 2015, Samantha actually filed an abuse charge against Ernie. The police investigated and served him with a temporary restraining order kind of thing, or just like an order of, but not like the big one that he'd go to jail if he
got it.
You know what I mean?
There's so like they were levels. Still living together.
Yeah.
But
so they had a fight, a blowout. She called, she reported it. They went and investigated, talked to him. That involved like having to arrest him because this sort of thing. So it was like he wasn't convicted of anything or went to jail. It was like one of those kind of domestic situations.
Which unfortunately happens too frequently.
It does. Yeah, it does. And the cops do little to nothing about
it. Nothing.
Yeah. It's great. It's fantastic. And Samantha had been telling her friends and family that Ernie was becoming cruel and abusive for a couple of months, but they were trying to work it out. They had these five kids. They did love each other.
Yeah.
However, if you do look at Samantha's YouTube channel around this time, she's consistently bashing her husband in a few of these videos, like in 2015, she calls him, well, she doesn't call him this, but she alludes to him being an absent father when she was pregnant with her fifth child, that he was just never around, and that she felt that she was doing this pregnancy by herself.
Well, he was working two jobs. Yep.
Yes, he was. She also called him a loser. That is a direct quote. Well, she said, you know, she's so bad at dating because she always dates losers.
Same.
While she's married, right? Same girl. Same. Girl.
But
feel it.
That hurts.
Yeah.
To hear that you think that way about your husband. About that would hurt him.
Yeah.
Right? My feelings would hurt.
I know. I'm a little, I get a little teared up here.
Yeah.
In these videos too, it really shows like just how materialistic she really is. In them, she's got full like glam makeup on.
Oh, yeah.
She's dyeing her hair a bunch of different colors. That shit's expensive. Yeah. She seems to be spending, and she just wanted to be a Hollywood actor. She wanted that lifestyle, that rich and famous situation. She wanted very much to become famous and be the center of attention. That was them. So we're back at the station now.
Yes.
So down at the station, the cops are interrogating Samantha for the second time, and they're trying to nail down the details because, again, the physical evidence isn't entirely matching up with her story. The police at this point think that Samantha or Ernie at the very least know who the intruders are. I mean, they must if they were saying that Ernie owed them money,
right?
And they were asking for a specific amount.
Yeah.
So they were like, well, I mean.
Yeah. And if they just were breaking in for whatever, they would have stole like jewelry, whatever money they had, or TVs,
yeah.
You know, like they would have stole things.
Yeah.
So it's definitely
also the kids were in the house
they
at
were.
This time. Yeah.
Yes, I totally
and they
forgot
were still
about the kids.
Fast asleep.
As he was getting pistol whipped and the door broken.
Yeah.
These kids sleep like the death.
Right, I guess so.
Benadryl. The mother probably gave them Benadryl.
That's probably what it was. Little vodka in their lemonade.
Yeah.
Just knock them right out. Don't do that. No don't. Don't do that.
Don't
I
do that.
I would never do
no,
that.
No, we would never.
Never do that.
Wake guy.
No,
this is why we're not mothers.
This is exactly why. And we made the right decision.
We did. We
made
the
smartest right
decision for ourselves in life.
While they're asking, Samantha keeps denying. She's like, I don't know who they are. They were all masked. They were covered head to toe in black. I couldn't even see like, their skin color. I couldn't see anything. Nothing.
What?
I know nothing. But eventually, she does say that Ernie had been getting into some bad shit lately and that he had been doing some drugs and selling drugs and that maybe he owed these drug people money.
Of course.
And the police were like, yeah, maybe. So who? And Samantha was like, well, you know, I don't really know, but I did meet this guy, Jonathan, who's like the boyfriend of this other woman that I know. Mm-hmm. And I did meet him. And I knew, she knew that he was in the game. And she said, I don't know, maybe talk to him about it. The man she named was Jonathan Sanford. And she also claims that she had been complaining about how Ernie had been abusive and had been treating her really poorly. She said that, she told Jonathan about this and a group of people at a party. And she remembered that Jonathan got really angry about it, like really upset, said he was going to beat the shit out of Ernie next time he saw him and all this stuff because he was treating her so poorly.
That sounds kind of weird, right? That a friend's husband that she's not even friends with would get so mad he would beat up her husband.
Yes.
Like, that's a little far stretched for my brain. But,
yes.
But please continue.
It does sound a little far fetched. However, when the police went to speak to Jonathan, they actually picked him up at the front of the hospital because his wife had just had a baby, just given birth.
And
the cops grabbed him at the hospital. Isn't that kind of, I just had to say,
I feel like that is really awful.
That's kind of terrible.
Like, he didn't even get to see his newborn baby.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's a little fucked up. But he did cooperate, probably because he just had a baby. He's like, shit, I should
talk
to the police.
Yeah.
I should just go with them. And at that point, he wasn't under arrest or anything. They
to ask him some questions.
But he quickly told the police everything that had happened. He said that he corroborated Samantha's story that she did tell me about how Ernie was beating on her and how he wasn't treating her well. And I did get really upset. And I wanted to teach Ernie a lesson.
Oh.
I wanted to teach him a lesson.
Interesting.
Yep. Yes, it is. Originally, the plan was to just plant meth on Ernie and call the cops. So I think, what is that, doxing? Is that called?
I don't know, but
something
that's
something like that. But yeah, they wanted to plant meth on him and call the cops so that he got arrested and went to jail. And then Jonathan also called his cousin Jose Ponce, who had been in jail before, and Octavius Rhymes, dopest name ever.
Yes. Is he a rapper?
Because he should
that
be.
Name is legit.
Honestly, I might take it for my own rap name.
I think so too. We should. That's our next adventure. How we came female rappers.
Yes. I feel the hustle growing.
I do.
Inside me as we speak. But Octavius Rhymes was Jose Ponce's cellmate at the time. So John called them and was like, hey guys, I need some help. I got to teach this motherfucker how to treat women better. Come on out. Let's have some fun. So the three men ended up, those are the three men that carried out this kidnapping of Ernie.
Yes, okay.
On that night. And in Jonathan's telling, the plan after the kidnapping was they just wanted to take Ernie into the woods and kind of scare him a little bit and pretend like they were going to shoot him. And first Jonathan said he was going to shoot him with a gun, and then he changed his mind, was like, maybe I'll slit your throat instead. But before he could do either of those things, his cousin Jose took all of it seriously and shot Ernie in the head with one shot, killing him instantly.
Whoopsies.
Oops. Ooh.
It's like
he
tripped on a branch and oops, there goes your head.
This is why you have to be diligent in your decision making. Okay.
Yes.
Don't wait around for somebody else to shoot your victim.
Yeah.
Because
you also have to have a clear outline plan.
Yes.
And clear communication with all of the people in your crew.
Absolutely.
That are going to carry out this crime.
Yeah. Yeah. One would think.
Get alignment, fellas.
Amateurs.
Yeah.
Amateurs. Right? John's telling the police all of this. So the police were like, okay, well, we're going to need you to show us the body. Well, they didn't ask like that.
That's exactly how police talk. How did you know?
Just lucky, I guess. Yeah. John led the police to a deserted wood, which was pretty close to where the cell phone ping had happened. And that's where they found Ernie's body on the same day. Jose and Octavius were also arrested for the crime. So here should be where the story ends.
Yeah.
However, Samantha, knowing who it was, raised an alarm to the police to continue investigating. They're like, oh, she just happens to think of this man, and then it happens to be him, and
yeah,
he kind of like confesses immediately. with the same exact like kind of thing. So the police were like, let's just, to be safe, let's just grab everyone's cell phone records real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. And what they found in those records was pretty fucking astonishing.
Okay.
On the night of the kidnapping, they noticed that Samantha had messaged Jonathan telling them specifically to turn off Ernie's phone quickly. So it happened like the night that it happened. She sent a message and was like, hey, turn Ernie's phone off.
After he was murdered? Or after this he was
around
taken?
This was around the same time that the police had ordered the ping on Ernie's phone.
Oh, see, that's what I thought. Yeah.
So Samantha had been in the other room, and as a victim, they don't take your phone.
No.
So she had overheard the police saying, put a ping on it, and she fucking whipped out her phone. And in the police like investigation video, she's seen like asking the police, like, hey, can I call my mom real quick? Can I call my mom back now? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure, you can do that. And she's dumb not calling police. Her mom.
No.
She's calling, she's texting them to, hey, turn Ernie's phone off. And then also she calls Octavius and they have a 30-second phone
conversation.
Call. Yep, 30-second conversation. And then that text message, and that's it. And then there's more messages of them back and forth leading up to that night.
People are so dumb.
They are, right? The police were fucking right there, and she, girl, no. What do you, come on.
History never deletes on your phone.
Yeah. Like,
you can delete it, but it's still there.
Yeah, the cell phone records.
The iCloud.
They're not looking. Cloud? They're not looking in your phone, babies.
No.
They're calling AT&T and Verizon, and they're getting
Apple,
the hard pages.
That hard
they're
data.
They're getting the full record.
Yep.
And, ooh, I fucking am terrified. Of ever,
oh my god, my history of my text messages. Please don't. If I die, just burn everything. Please
burn it. I will burn it. I'll burn it all to the ground.
Please, just burn it. Burn my iPad. My
I'll stick all of your phones in a vat of.
Yes, because I have 18 phones for all the dudes. No, I have one phone. I have one phone.
I'll call AT&T and be like, listen here.
Listen here. Jenna needs this erased.
No, I bet you what we could do. I could just tell them that like you're a special agent with the CIA.
Yes, which I always wanted to be anyway.
Right. And they never asked for evidence of that.
Absolutely not.
No, that would be perfect. It would work perfectly fine.
And as we can see throughout all of these crimes, they usually believe these women that were battered.
They
so
do.
You could be my battered partner. And
oh my God. Yeah.
CIA gotta block all of my records.
Yes.
Because that would make the country look awful.
It would. Wouldn't it just? So, anyway, Samantha's just sitting pretty in the police office this whole time. They're going through, they're finding all these messages. They're seeing like a clear-cut plan
connection,
and connection. So after being presented with the new evidence from the cell phone records, Jonathan was the one that actually confessed to it being not his plan entirely, but both he and Samantha had planned this together.
Oh.
And Samantha wasn't an innocent victim at all, but
no.
The actual mastermind of the crime
for
this
sure.
whole time.
She wanted her husband dead, probably get the life insurance.
Something, yeah. She wanted out of the relationship, and instead of ending it, she decided to end Ernie instead.
Yeah, that is not the best
no.
thing. Just
no.
break up with your
not
partner,
recommended.
Y'all. Like,
Can you guys just break up with your partners? I don't understand the level of avoidance of confrontation that instead you'd be like, I'll just kill him instead.
I'm going to murder my partner because I don't want to have a conversation with them.
Because I refuse to have a conversation with them.
And confront them on the beating
Think
my ass.
Think about that. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I will say if he was beating her, obviously there's that assault there and the trauma with all of that.
Sure.
But either way, murder is never the first best option. That is the last option.
Jenna, it should be murder isn't an option.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Thank you for helping me with that.
It might have been a bad idea inviting you to do this podcast. I feel like I'm radicalizing you.
I'm learning more ways of how to get away with murder.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me give you a hint though. For if you do want to ever do this, don't do what these guys did.
So, unless you want to get caught.
Or don't do it for the pittance that they did it for. So she had agreed to pay these guys only $1,500.
What?
They murdered somebody for $1,500. And it wasn't even $1,500 each, Jenna.
Together, three people. So mm-hmm. $500 mm-hmm. each to murder him.
To murder someone. To kidnap, murder. Think of all the supplies you need to do that.
That's $500 right there.
Right there. Like, just not smart. Just not smart. So if you are going to turn to murder, make sure there's at least 6 zeros in that paycheck.
I'm not paying 6 zeros to murder someone, though.
Oh, good. Okay,
right.
Yes.
But if I'm doing the murdering, then I need my six.
Well, just
figures.
In case after the first murder you decide to go into a life of being an
serial
assassination.
Killer. Yeah, like, a hit woman.
There we go. Ooh, I want to look up and see if there's any hit women we can cover.
Okay, next episode.
Okay, next time. So it's pretty obvious that Samantha is guilty of planning the murder of her husband with these other guys. So in April 2016, Jonathan Sanford and Jose Ponce pleaded guilty and were each sentenced to 50 years in prison.
Damn.
In December, wait till you hear what happened to poor Octavius. In December of that same year, Octavius Rimes went on trial and was found guilty on all counts, receiving a combined prison sentence of 93 years.
For shooting him in the head?
He wasn't even the
shooter.
Even shoot? Jose was the shooter.
Why
the
did reason, he get longer?
The reason he got 93 years is because he was tried in two separate counties because he was from a different county.
That's bullshit.
Isn't that kind of bullshit?
That sounds a little
And
sketchy.
I will say he was the only black person
That's
of the group.
Fucking why?
I'll just say that. I mean, he obviously
he was part of this. But he didn't even do the shooting. The person that shot the actual person should get the most amount of time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Or the person who planned it. But if you're a co-conspirator, it's basically, well, there are certain states too, and I don't know if this is national, but I think it's just state by state, where they charge co-conspirators with the same crime as the original person who did it. So maybe that's what it was, that even if Jose was the one that actually pulled the trigger, they're all on trial for murder and they're all on trial for kidnapping, like abduction, which is two very big felonies.
Do you know if Octavius's court hearing was after the other ones?
It was after. So
and
April.
And they couldn't even say, hey, these other fuckers only got 50 years. I'm getting 100.
Well, I think it's because, so Jonathan and Jose both cooperated with the police and talked to them and reached a deal of guilty deal.
Octavius didn't.
He went to trial and he tried to beat the case. Now, whether that was because maybe Octavius couldn't afford a lawyer.
Could be.
Or because Octavius wasn't made aware that the other two were making deals. Yeah. Or Octavius was just the last one to the table and the other two had already made the deals.
And they didn't need to make a deal with him.
So he got
sad.
Really fucked. I will say it's sad. I mean, I know he's an abductor and he's a murderer. And he was also a drug addict. He also could possibly have had many other crimes. I mean, they had gone to prison before.
Right.
So maybe it was just like,
maybe that was the last straw. Maybe it was three strikes kind of thing.
Kind
of thing.
Yeah. And maybe that was the case. But I can't help but notice that he was the only person of color.
Yes.
In this story in Texas.
And the justice system is so broken.
And they charged him in two different. I didn't even know you could do that.
I didn't think you could. That's bullshit. It should just be the place that the crime was committed.
Right.
Don't you think that?
Yeah, that's what I
was
thinking.
It doesn't matter where you live. You can do a murder anywhere and get convicted in that area.
But maybe he was the driver and he was driving cross county.
Oh, so he crossed county. Oh,
perhaps.
That's probably it. You're very clever.
But I do. Thank you. But I don't. I'm not sure. I couldn't get like the case file for it. But I thought that was kind of shitty. And then in September of 2017, so almost a year after, they get their sentences. Samantha Wolford was found guilty of the murder of her husband, Ernie Ibarra. She was sentenced to 99 years in prison to be served consecutively with a 50-year sentence for abduction.
Oh, shit. So what is that? 160?
149 years. 149 years. 149 years. Yeah.
Math.
Samantha remains incarcerated at Carl Jung Complex in Dickinson, Texas, Titus County.
Wow.
Yeah. 149 years.
And those five kids.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Parents now.
I know. I mean, I think like it's hard because Samantha has those abuse allegations that she had on her husband, which we can't cast any doubt on. And it is difficult to get out of an abusive relationship. That's for sure.
100%. And having the resources to leave with all those kids.
Yeah.
She didn't, she was only making money probably from her YouTube channel. Mm-hmm.
But I will also just note, and again, not trying to cast doubt on Samantha's allegations, but her friends and family did note that they never saw bruises. They never saw any violent altercations between the two of them. They've seen, you know, arguments, but nothing to the level of physical violence.
Yeah,
it seemed like on her normal. Or on the kids, none of that. But the police did go and arrest him and talk to him about these charges. So who knows? It's possible that that very much was the case. And if she was trying to escape a abusive relationship, it still was not the right way to do it, and definitely shouldn't.
Murdering him, no, definitely not.
No. Murder is not my recommendation.
No, but if you are in an abusive relationship, there are resources that you can look into to help you out of those situations.
Yeah,
outside of murdering.
Outside of murdering for the cool price of $1,500. Marked down from five.
But you end up with 169 years. 49. I just kept wanting to say 69. I'm sorry.
Me too.
149 years in prison. That's like two lifetimes.
That's crazy. That's just crazy. Yeah, and you're in Texas, girl. So I also feel like there might have been a bit of maybe they threw the book at her because she's a woman. She's so young.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, terrible person. Not trying to sympathize with her. And Ernie definitely did not deserve to be murdered.
No.
Like that. Those kids do not deserve to now grow up without a mother or a father.
Right.
But that's just, I mean, 149 years is, that's a long ass time.
Yeah. Maybe it was a lesson, ladies.
Yeah.
Don't murder your husband in Texas.
Don't murder your husband in Texas without a clear cut plan. And don't do it.
Don't do it. Just don't.
But if you were going to do it.
Here is how you get away with murder.
With murder.
Just kidding.
But yeah, that is the story of Samantha Wolford, who went from being a victim to the criminal mastermind of the whole plot to murder her husband, Ernie Ibarra.
Wow. Great story.
Thank you.
Interesting
so much.
Twists and turns. I've been in shock.
We are shocked.
Shocked.
Shocked. Okay, goodbye.